Yeah, a study, a follow-up study we conducted back in Kenya on factors related to motivation and retention of healthcare workers in three different settings. As I mentioned, this is a follow-up study to a baseline study that we did back in 2010. And if I just give a brief background on the three regions you are talking about here. One is on the first region is the northern part of Kenya, where it's more nomadic and hardship area, and it's mostly inhabited by nomadic and pastoral communities. The second region is a slum setup in the center of Nairobi, Kenya, where it's socioeconomically disadvantaged. And then the third region is semi-rural setup, not very far from Nairobi, Kenya. So I don't have any relationship to disclose. And that's the outline of the presentation, briefly on the background, and then share with you the objectives, how we went through the process, the results, discussion and conclusions. So human resources for health, as we all know, is one of the six building blocks of the health systems as per WHO. And it's the desire for health workforce in good performance to achieve the best health outcomes. The government of Kenya reflects similar principles in its Human Resources for Health Strategic Plan that's currently being implemented. And what we all expect is that the human resources for health should be available in adequate number, equitably distributed, competent, and very productive for us to, again, achieve good health outcomes. So I'd mentioned that this is a follow-up study. It's funded by EU, and the aim of the project was to increase ratios of healthcare workers to population in the areas we implement. And that's the I've shared the link to the baseline results that we published. If in case you are interested, you can log in and just see. On the conceptual framework, we looked at the push and pull factors that determine movement of personnel. And this was as per the study that was done back in 2003. It's far back, but it's more relevant to what we did, and we felt it's important to share. So what are some of the things that make healthcare workers to leave their workstations? One is low remuneration and salaries, lack of job satisfaction, some work associated risks, lack of further education and career development opportunities. If they feel like that they are not advancing their career where they are, and low equity, low quality of life, and high levels of crime. And yeah, you see that coming up mainly in one of the regions that we looked at. What are some of the things that attract healthcare workers to new jobs? Levels of morale, rewards and incentives, social values, and barriers to migration. What are the some of the objectives for the study? The main objective was to investigate factors related to the motivation, retention of healthcare workers in the three regions I've mentioned, among specific cadres in Kenya. And it was important to mention that the reason why we are looking at the three regions is that we are currently going into the third year of implementing the new devolved system of government. So we felt it important just to look at, in the new devolved system, what is happening in terms of a healthcare system in the places we work. Specifically, we wanted to determine contextual and work environmental factors related to motivation and retention of healthcare workers.
and explore the new context in the area of devolution and underlying factors on motivation, retention of the at the primary level facilities. And lastly, to determine the association between characteristics of different cadres of healthcare workers and transition to first and high level jobs. How did we go about this? It was a cross-sectional mixed method design where we utilized both qualitative and quantitative methods. And our study population was in level 2 to 4 facilities. These are health centers to hospitals. We used cluster sample design where we selected 81 facilities and administered 361 questionnaires to the healthcare workers. The FGDs were purposely sampled and we did 7 and 30 in-depth interviews. I've mentioned about the 3 study sites, that's Turkana, Machakos, and Nairobi counties. Data collection and analysis. We did content analysis of qualitative information, descriptive statistics, and multivariate analysis, where we looked at the odds ratio using Stata. Outcome variables, where we looked at the level of satisfaction, intention to leave job, whether change job in the last 12 months. So, some of the characteristics of the service providers that we looked at, and you will see we'll be comparing mostly the 3 regions, you realize that most of those we interviewed or were in the regions that we did the study were registered nurses who were 37% or 38% in total, with no and evenly spread across the 3 regions. You may not talk of any significant differences. Followed by the CHWs, community health workers, in the 3 regions, were in total 9%. On the background characteristics of the respondents, not quite different in terms of gender. Male were 60%. Female were 59% average. If you look at across the 3 regions, female were majority. If you look at Nairobi, Machakos, Turkana, slightly male were the higher percentage. The age categories, there was relatively young, 63%. Below 35 years of age. Majority of them have attained post-secondary education, that's 82%. Again, most of them are married, and in terms of alternative source of income, majority had none alternative source of income, meaning that the work they do at the facility is the main source of income. On the training characteristics of the health workers, we looked at whether they have attended upgrading courses, and 63% of them had not. That's the majority. And if you look at Turkana, which is a less disadvantaged nomadic region, majority of them, 66% compared to 34%. Had not attended any upgrading course, and that's expected because they move around and it's very difficult for them to join some of these classes. The highest level upgrading course attended, we looked at whether diploma or they've done some master's course. Majority had done this in-service training, that is 63%, compared to only 6% who had upgraded their course at the master's level. Job satisfaction, we looked at those who reported that they are satisfied with their job were only 40%. Job good match for skills and experience were around 60 or 70%. And those that I'll not go through everything, just pick those that were glaring. Those that felt that supervisors provided support and encouragement were 68%. So not much. We looked at the differences between the three regions. There were no factors or characteristics that were significantly different in the three regions. On the assessment of work environment, those 56% of the respondents felt like the workload is manageable, with the lowest percentage being reported in the semi-rural urban Machakos, and the highest reported in Nairobi, the slum setup. If I look at those who have access to safe, clean water and at work, because those are some of the things that mattered really to them, 59% felt they have access to safe and clean water at workplace. And job security, only 32% felt they were secured at their workplace. On remuneration package, about 40% of the total respondents felt there are enough opportunities for promotion within their current employer, and only 18% felt that their salary is fair compared to the work they do. What are some of the enabling factors for retaining healthcare workers to their workplace? One is personal development that really came out. Personal living conditions, we've seen that. Monetary gains is very important to them. Provision of amenities such as provision of insurance cover was one of the things that we looked at. Provision of transport to and from work was very important. And permanent contracts. You find most of them were on a contract basis, maybe 2-3 years. But now permanent contract is coming out to be very important. Provision of school for their children, whether it was near to where they work or availability of a good school where they can take children that children can go for learning purposes. Overall, what we found out on relationship between jobs at transition and motivation and retention. We found out that providers working in Nairobi were twice more likely to have undergone at least one training since post-basic training compared to the other regions. And this is expected because Nairobi, there are a lot of opportunities. As much as the place is a slum setup, but there is convenience of accessing the trainings that are available around. Providers are less likely to change jobs if they were married. Again, this is due to family ties. So once they're in one area, it's very difficult for them to move around. And movement to private sectors only showed relation between satisfaction factors and the likelihood of moving to private sectors, which, So, what are some of the relationship between the job transitions and motivation and retention? The various cadres mentioned the following as ways of motivating healthcare workers at work. One of them, consistent water supply at health facilities, which one might ignore. Consistent supply of medical equipment and supplies to enable them to do their work very well. And provision of transport to healthcare workers, I mentioned that. And making health facilities safe, places to work, that is mainly on insecurity. And this mainly came up in the northern part of region of Kenya, that is the nomadic and semi-arid place, Turkana County. So, in conclusion, we say that retaining healthcare workers at their places of work hinges on several issues, ranging from remuneration, including allowances, as well as good infrastructure. The county governments, which is relatively young, though I'm mentioning they're young and new in their functions, have an unprecedented opportunity to offer incentives that could encourage healthcare workers to remain in the rural areas and remote regions. So attracting healthcare workers to rural and remote areas require creative approaches, mainly the county governments, especially those remote places apart from Nairobi, have to be creative in making sure that they retain the healthcare workers in these regions. And then the workers already employed in the rural and remote regions face a number of constraints that curtail their ability to offer healthcare, quality healthcare to the patients. What are some of the recommendations that we shared? That attracting healthcare workers to rural areas, there is need to engage county governments to improve infrastructure in the counties, including the facilities where these poor are working, to make sure that, first of all, security is good, various infrastructure put in place. They also need to engage healthcare workers to work in these rural remote areas through various incentives which each and every government, county government, would propose. There is need to address healthcare worker remuneration package, which is different as per the various counties, improve working environment in the facilities, make the health workers comfortable, especially those in rural and remote regions, and focus on health managers as an important variable in health worker motivation. Because they do supervision, so it's important to focus on them to make sure that the people they supervise actually are retained in these regions. And we have, from the study, we were able to collect a huge data, which we'll need to do further analysis to share more results on this. And just before I acknowledge the team, one major limitation we experienced was that this study was, the questionnaires were self-administered, and so one of the things that was coming out is that the healthcare workers, some of them mainly in Turkana, that is northern part of Kenya, were demanding payment for them to respond to some of the questions, and that was a major limitation to this study. And I would acknowledge the EU, European Union, for the funding, World Vision, which is one of the prime partners to this project, and the county health management teams for facilitating the survey, the healthcare workers who responded, and the AMREF Ethics, Scientific and Review Committee for doing ethical approval for the study. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we have time for questions and answers of our presenters. So who's got a question they're interested in asking our panel? Yes. Okay. You two want to come up here?
Say that again.
Do you think it would also be a viable strategy to try to recruit medical students from these more difficult areas, from the area, from Turkana, so that they're more likely to go back and work there?
Yeah, of course. But the main challenge is recruitment is done centrally. So it's the central government that does the recruitment of healthcare workers and then does the posting to those regions. So it would not, in fact, it's one of the things that has been identified, that if we go that way, then there'd be so much ethnicity, whereby I feel I come from Turkana, so I have to work in those regions. So they try as much as possible to place them in various regions so that that ethnicity issue does not come up. Yeah. But it's important so that we do retain more and more healthcare workers in those regions. Yeah.
In Massachusetts, I'm going to guess at the numbers, but I think I'm pretty close, about 50 to 60% of the docs that are currently at community health centers went to medical school in Massachusetts or New England and trained in Massachusetts or New England. At UMass Medical School, and there certainly are a lot of other medical schools in New England, we have a focus on primary care training, which other schools don't necessarily have. And we actually offer a learning contract to students, which helps with a lot of their loan repayment if you come back to Massachusetts to practice after you finish residency. So there are some incentives for people to come back to Massachusetts to practice. And we have actually done a number of studies which look at people who train in community health centers are much more likely to then practice in a community health center afterwards. So certainly within family medicine, most of the outpatient training is done in community health centers. Not necessarily true of internists or pediatricians, but most family docs have trained in a community health center, which is really often what brings them back there.
Other questions?
I have a question for Dr. Number.
Okay.
Do you look at the impact of the family work-life balance with children? But if you look at maybe employees with elder parents?
Didn't have, that was one of the sort of questions, but that's a good thing to add since we're looking at trying to hit Blue Cross Blue Shield up for another, some more money to do it again.
Others? Comments? Questions? I have a question for Judy.
Professional development was a finding in your latest survey. You talked about mentoring. And I wondered, is that being built into community health centers now in terms of helping new physicians? Is there a formal mentoring program? If so, what does that look like?
We've asked the Mass League of Community Health Centers about that. In our department at UMass, we have developed a formal mentoring program with junior and more senior faculty, which has been pretty successful. And so we've certainly shown them the kinds of things we've gone through and what mentors and mentees are both looking for, and asked them about developing the same thing, whether it doesn't necessarily even have to be at your health center, but certainly professional development across health centers. When we spoke to the medical directors about this, they were really interested in it, but they said that most of the impact that they have is in recruitment. They said when it comes to retention, it's all about the CEO and the CFO creating a work environment. So we're trying to get the medical directors to also sort of motivate the center directors in terms of a mentorship program, because they said retention is pretty much out of their hands, but they can work a lot on recruitment.
Anything else? All right. I think we'll give our panel another round of applause. Thank you for your attendance and enjoy the conference.